Pathways. This is May 20th, year 2007. We have here RBN to support them on their homepage and donor page. Listen, and by the way, if you want to kick in a little statement to the station to get me on shortwave, that would be nice. The call in here is 800-313-9443. Without RBN, we don't have any force. We don't have any truth. We don't have any concepts that make any sense. If we were in Russia trying to do this show, we would have long ago been, well, not able to do it. And, of course, the following statement that I'm going to make about stem cell research would never be allowed. I want to make a comment about stem cell research because it has everything to do with the concept of water and its concept of foods and the next war over water as being designated by the resource room in the Defense Department is really real. But it also it has to do with who lives and dies, who saves the right cells, who determines the amniotic stem cell, the cord blood, and the adult stem cells. And so the whole funds for the embryonic stem cells are from embryos that are 3 to 5 days after fertilization. And these are, under the microscope, this will be a hollow ball of cells. And these kind of cells can be any cell. It can turn into any cell of the human body. We used to call them stem cells, but in the old days, they were formed with megakaryocytes, which were cells that turned into platelets. And this was highly good medicine to try to determine which cell was going into the stem cell, but we always determined that that would be from a bone marrow tap. So we took bone marrow taps to find out if a person had leukemia. And so we would see these cells, and we would work from them, and that was formed from the adult stem cell system, which is from the bone marrow. And these are cell-producing tissues, and the idea is to research and see if they can become just as versatile as the embryonic stem cell. And the federal research funding is not restricted in this country, but the only thing is it can only produce the same type of cell from which it came, which is one of the problems with it. And so outsourcing to China, to South Africa, Germany as the future business and concepts and the development of human health and disease on regenerative medicine is the new world. And this is you can talk about all that you want in terms of this, in terms of what's going to be. It'll be steel, it'll be cars, it'll be anything, it'll be oil. No, it's going to be water and the concept of the development of who lives and dies based upon the concept of the development of these forms of genetic research, which is why I keep discussing these treaties, the companies that I give you each show that's involved in this concept of developing a new life is really what it amounts to. But if you have radiation that's controlled, you're going to have 3 possible nuclear bombs from one country. You're going to have Japan starting to get into the nuclear bomb business. You've got China that's well far along on its way. You've got the United States of America trying to defend itself. And we're walking along to Starbucks, drinking our coffee and minding the thing and says, wow, this is a great thing. We've just got a bunch of immigrants coming to the country to do our lawn. And so, you know, the whole thing is like a Fellini movie. And at the same time, the amniotic stem cell research is going to be taken. Those are cells taken from amniocentesis when the pregnancy concept is there. But the adaption of the cells are not even known. But this has got the greatest promise in terms of extending and rejuvenating life. We will get back to how it's influenced when you drink a bottle of water, how the amniotic stem cell can be affected. We'll see you at the end of the break. 800-313-9443, call it.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs. Few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
This is Parker Pathways, May 20th, 2007, and make sure you support RBN. Go to their homepage, get your donor, click on, get the products. You can also tell the station to get me on shortwave. I was on shortwave, and then due to program changes, I'm on Sunday, which I like. But if we had shortwave on Sunday, we'd be able to get our movement, which I call the concept of having a constitutional amendment to have a vote on our food, water, and medical protocols. It should be tested as a religion. That's the way it needs to go. Now, there's one study on these on the concept I was discussing, stem cell research. Of course, the California Stem Cell Agency was given the go-ahead for the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, they didn't review a lower court ruling that upheld the state's constitutionality. So this clears the way for California Institute for the Regenerative Medicine to develop research grants and for state stem cell work. The one thing that I want to put forth in the idea of how influential this can be in terms of types of effect on human cells is that, and also this, remember, when we discuss human cells, we're also discussing plant cells. There was a study that was done by Dr. Dole that was called the, with other researchers, called the Association of Drinking Water Sources by Chlorination Byproducts with Cancer Incidence Among Postmenopausal Women in Iowa. This was a cohort study. It was done, a cohort study, meaning we do cross-sectional populations. And this was a study that also received my attention in terms of the fact that there were statements in that, well, the cancer rate on postmenopausal women from chlorine and trihalomethanes was really essentially a part of their natural aging process. That was their conclusion. This was done by the American Journal of Public Health, volume 87, page 7. You can read it yourself and have a good time discovering how the government did a twist in their model to try to make it come out differently. The Chemical Manufacturing Association did a two-generation reproduction and developmental neurotoxicity study in 400 women. This was done in 1998. This was using sodium chloride, which was an additive in the food and the water. You're looking at 40% abortion rate. A Dr. Bovee classic study, pivotal study, was a public drinking water contamination and birth outcomes. This is a classic. This is a cornerstone, completely wiped out on any kind of reference in any kind of grant or consumption work in terms of birth defects and outcomes as a result of just drinking from the tap. And this was published in the American Journal of Epidemiology. The other study, there are 200 of these different, there are 200 studies on 207 on that are similar to Dr. Katz's work, K-A-N-I-T-Z, in 1996. A drinking water disinfected and somatic parameters at birth. What somatic parameters at birth mean on measurements and chromosome muscle changes as a result of water disinfection byproducts that are in the water. That was done in 1996. This is you just shake your head. You can't even believe what you're reading. And then there's another study, which, of course, is an extensive amount of work on bladder cancer and drinking water. There's a population-based control study that was done in Washington County, Maryland. And this is the cancer-causing agents that were done in 1997 by Dr. Friedman. And his collaborator, principal investigator, was Dr. Cantor, who discovered the bladder cancer system and the source of tap water consumption, and was a pivotal researcher in the concept of chlorination byproducts and the risk of colon and rectal cancers, which today are rampant in certain what are called social economic demographic groups, which is how they work these studies now in terms of isolating out various forms of cancers as a result of contaminated water. And keep in mind, a lot of these studies are gender driven. In other words, bladder cancer really on the whole is for men. Uterine and colon and reproductive cancers for females. You can take the same dosage of the bromide and iodine in the drinking water system, and you add some reusable water, which they call recycled water or blended water, where they're trying to get the public to accept the concept of adding recycled water to the regular drinking water and using it as blended water and saying that's a nice thing to do. You can take any one of those, but you can take the same dosage level of contaminants there in the samples, and I'm broad brushing it because there are just hundreds of works that I have reviewed. But the whole process is that a man will not get the same cancer as a woman would. See, so the whole thing is, of course, men, the younger men have sperm deformities, which are called tail counts, and the sperm tails are counted for being broken, and they get a, you know, it's running around, it's very high, it's up to about 20% breakage of tails and certain kinds of bromides and iodides and trihalomethanes in the drinking water. Dr. Savitz did SAVITZ is another pivotal study. It was done in 1995. That's how far back it goes. And the drinking water and pregnancy outcome in the central North Carolina. And this was done on the wives of enlisted men in North Carolina. And this is an incredible study, and I plan to use it for a lot of future research work. Just amazing. I don't want to give you the abortion rate for that study because I'm going to save that figure for something else. But there's a 1989 study on the total coliform count, which would include the fecal coliform and the E. coli. The final rule for managing E. coli was developed on June 29th, 1989. It was a different strain, a different concept, and a different way of handling it. The EPA developed in 1989 drinking water regulation on Giardia lumbia, which is the reason that they wanted to do chloramine to kill Giardia. But there are viruses in the water, in the Legionella virus, the heterogenic bacteria rule. This was on June 29, 1989, the same day that fecal chloroform and E. coli was considered a national threat. There is also the carcinogenic studies of chlorinated and chloramated water in mice and rats, which is one of the pivotal studies on liver cancer and leukemia in rats from chloramine. This was in 1990. It was a national toxicology program, and the carcinogenic studies, and it was the classic rats that are bred for various studies. It's the F3-44N strain of rats, and the mice is the B63F1 mice. These are the most pure rat and mice, cancer rats that you can get to have valid results. And a lot of the EPA has sort of copped it by saying, well, you can't extrapolate animal studies to humans. Well, that's what's done in medicine for years. I mean, you do not develop a drug. You do not develop a cancer therapy concept. You do not develop new surgeries. You do not develop any one of these ancillary medical protocols unless you first see what the animal studies are doing. So Dr. Ormi, in 1985 again, did a thyroid function in needle rats and discovered that chlorine dioxide causes a thyroid destruction in needle. Now, needle, you're talking to be born rats. This is a sophisticated piece of work and really worth discussing in terms of vaccine development, which is exactly what the government's doing. And the way it's going is for the future, and this is very important, is the fact that vaccine production for the future will not be really based on egg development, where you need eggs from chickens to develop the cultures for the various vaccines. There will be cell-based vaccine production, and this is going to reduce the contamination, and it'll be more flexible rather than the egg-based methods, because a lot of the chickens are developing viruses that are similar to the ones that we see in these studies that I've just quoted you. Now, you realize what I just said. The chickens are developing similar aspects of viruses and other diseases similar to humans. We'll come back on the other end of the break, and we're going to pick up where we left off, taking no prisoners on this subject. I want to call in 800
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're discussing the concept of cell culture being used for vaccine production. And I'm simplifying the concept that if you don't have the pure product coming into your body, you're not going to have the pure product going out. And, of course, this is why vaccines are being looked upon around the world as the way. They're not solving the concept of the disease or the back off, it's called, in terms of cancer and the development of other aspects of the human body. But the whole process here is very important that it'll be done by cell cultures. And this will be the dominant market on what's called the transgenic biotechnology and biomedical work that is going to be globally dominant. As the new field to be involved in, or the new investments. And I want to tell you about some of the intellectual property that I've analyzed for the following companies that are involved in cell cultures. And one is called Thermo Fisher Scientific. They have taken on cell line research, and they're developing stem cell research concepts in such a way for the vaccines to be investigated further. In other words, they've done a sophisticated piece of work, and their company development will be global, to be able to take the cells that you're developing from the vaccine and study them further. The other company is Serological. It's called Serologicals is the name of the company. And they acquired Alter Green Biosciences technology in 2004. And Serologicals is an extraordinarily sophisticated company in terms of their intellectual property. You look at some of the ways that they're developing the vaccines. You may not agree with the process of which they integrate the stem cell, but it's extraordinarily sophisticated and will create in what I consider really a new human being is going to be developed. If you change a plant, you're going to change a human. I'm simplifying it, but that's one of the hypotheses that can be involved, particularly when you're trying desperately to develop understanding of why osteomyelitis is increasing in the world. That's because we're losing out on the nitrogen and the terms in the water. You have such things as the Walter Swan study, which was done in 1998, where trihalomethanes in drinking water and spontaneous abortion. That was published in 1998. And it was at that time that they suggested that the nitrogen base coming out the other way, they didn't understand it too well. But, of course, I have totally expanded on that peer review research and analysis of it, and it's in chloramine causes cholesterol health damage. The other company is Sigma Aldrich, and they've been around a long time. They make reagents and other kinds of products for cell culture. Very sophisticated. Then, of course, the Millipore company has been around a long time. Millipore, just a few months ago, acquired Serologicals, which is already doing the cell and augmentation studies that I mentioned a few minutes ago. And then there's a company called Lonza, L-O-N-C-A, that I'm very high on their intellectual property in terms of this cell culture vaccine work. And I'll be talking a lot about that company as we move along in terms of processing. It's called processing DNA in such a way to develop a new vaccine. Very sophisticated work and totally worth the time to see how the companies are developing their particular product in a way that relates to metabolic disorders. Now, metabolic disorders are connected with a lot of aspects of diabetes and insulin resistance. And a lot of people don't realize the kinds of association of the classifications of these various forms of gestational diabetes, where 4% of all pregnancies is about the best figure is being guessed at, in other words, a human that's born with diabetes. That's alarming in itself. And it's estimated that 300 million people will have diabetes by the year 2025. A lot of people, just to understand something here, a lot of the studies that are of the byproduct systems of food and water are really based upon the idea that the gene change and the cellular change that is occurring is very profound. And type 1 diabetes is really a destruction of the insulin cells. You already know this, but we're going to have just a little bit of review here so that you understand the dynamic of the global effect on your body as a result of by corporations. And I talked about this 2 months ago on the treaties with foreign countries on outsourcing cell technology. We'll come back to this on the other end of the break.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Dr. Wynn Parker, it's May 20th, 2007, and we were just discussing the concept of diabetes and insulin resistance and what is called the metabolic syndrome. And type 2 diabetes is really a form of insulin resistance, and you folks that have the diabetes type 2 would know that. There's a secretory defect which occurs in the body, and of course the maturity of this gene mutation in chromosome 12q in the hepatic nuclear factor. There's an alpha gene, and this is going to be one of the targets for future cell vaccines. I don't think it's the way it should be approached, but I will discuss that at another time, because the metabolic disorder, type 2 diabetes, as a metabolic disorder. It manifests usually after the age of 40, and it involves this progressive development of insulin resistance, and it leads to hyperglycemia. This exact reaction occurred in a study that was done by the International Agency for the Research in Cancer. And it was a monogram, which was published in 1982. It was called the carcinogenic risk of chemicals to humans. And this was the World Health Organization's stamp on the idea, well, they developed the concept of the dose-related concept of what was in our food and water. It really wouldn't hurt us if it was dose-related. The only problem with this is that there, if you have a gene mutation on chromosome 20Q, in other words, each chromosome's numbered, right? We've got 23 chromosomes. And, of course, the 20Q, that's the area in that chromosome. This is another hepatocyte nuclear factor, and it's called a 4-alpha gene. Well, that can onset the diabetes when you're younger. If you go one step over on chromosome 13Q, now you have an insulin promoter factor 1, which is triggered by the nitrogen bases, which we receive from contamination of the water. Okay, thank you. And then we have the glucose intolerance during pregnancy, and this glucose defect, which is occurring in insulin actions and endocrine diseases, is called an immune-mediated diabetes. And this is where we're right up against exactly this global concept of which vaccine touches which form of gene, who chooses, who lives, and dies. Diabetes is the cornerstone of the living and die formula. We have a caller from Marianne. Are you there online? Marianne?
Yes, Dr. Parker. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Marianne. Thank you for calling the show.
Outstanding program. I did not even want to interrupt. I did want to mention, I just found out, Ron Paul has sponsored legislation that would limit the FDA authority over supplements.
And is that right?
And I thought that might be of interest to several people. I went to info.com and just typed in Ron Paul introduces FDA legislation, and I found several links on it. I don't have a really easy link to give, you know, that's short. And then there's also online petitions to support him, since some are trying to block him out of the debates, in the Republican debates. I went to info.com and typed in Ron Paul online petition, and then there's also petitiononline.com. But Dr. Parker, you are covering some wonderful material. I will not keep you. God bless you. You are a champion. Thank you for all that you're doing.
Oh, I really appreciate it, Marianne. I have one little question for you.
Yes.
What do you think of the way the politicians are discussing issues? I know that the Ron Paul issue has come up about 9/11, that the reason we got attacked because we were in Iraq, or in Afghanistan, actually. I'm not sure which way he worked that. And then Mayor Giuliani said, well, I was the mayor of New York, and, you know, I don't look at it like that.
Right.
What do you think of that particular exchange? And the reason I'm asking this, I'm really surprised and enlightened the fact of the limit on vitamins and supplement concept by Ron Paul, because what happened was the FDA had their closed meeting on this subject a week ago. And it was decided that, well, we may not do it, and we may do it, you know, that type of thing.
I never did know what came out of that meeting. I wondered what happened on that particular issue.
They hid the peer review. In other words, what happened there? We're back to square A. In other words, there were a lot of calls, and they were so shocked that they got so many calls. There were some listeners from Parker Pathways here that called, and there were just a small amount of the total figure, but the whole thing to show some interest in it. But what do you think of all this? I mean, what do you think of all this that's going on? I mean, Ron Paul and the concept, I mean, Ron Paul was supposed to be on today, but the commitment was that he'd be on CNN in the afternoon,
right?
On a taping, and so you know, he couldn't make it on my show. But I know I'm not phrasing this in a politically correct way. I'm really asking what you think.
Well, actually, I just read something that was wonderful on that, and I'm trying to rack my brain. I want to remember, and I'm sorry, it won't come to mind. But I read an excellent article where someone had, you know, actually dissected that conversation that occurred, and I thought they brought forth some good viewpoints. Until we get some people in office, it's actually committed to the best interest of the people. In my mind, what Congress is doing, and it's dangerous. If it were in my power, I think I'd just outlaw any new laws, period, until we get a new crop, because we're in serious territory as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm extremely upset about the way things are going, and the lack of, when I call and want to talk to my congressman and explain, you know, why illegal immigration is bad for the country and we don't need to give amnesty to 20 million people that shouldn't have been here. They want to tell me why that's in our favor and why they think it's best. And it's just almost a total disregard for what the American people know to be true. You know, just a flagrant disregard.
What did you think of the idea of the comments that I made last hour, where I was bringing forth the genetic and public health service concept of examination of people coming into the country had been disregarded completely?
I noted that. I'm into page 5 on making notes from your talk so far today, and there's so much, it seems to me, that's been done that needs to be rescinded. There's so many old standards we need to bring back up. It's a matter of educating and informing the people. It's a matter of organization. It's a matter of people actually rising up to say, this is our country. We will not allow all these things to be happening. But so much is being done behind our backs in secret. This harmonization of laws between nations, and all it is compromise to the lowest possible value, as far as I can see. I know Texas is on the front line. They're seeing up close and personal some of the changes that are coming to the country in their neighborhood. So I think they're a little more active, a little more informed, a little more activated.
Mm-hmm.
But Dr. Parker, I'm going to hang up, but God bless you. You are a champion. We need you. We need everyone to get informed, to get on board, and we need to be finding some solutions. We're in serious
water. I appreciate you as a listener right from my heart, and I'm glad that you called, and I'm looking forward to the station putting me on shortwave, and if they would be kind enough to do that, we would push this constitutional amendment to a whole new level and be able to reach another audience. And put this forth, because I agree with you. I think that we're avoiding, in my opinion, I'm going to word it differently. I think that we're avoiding the issue that we have to develop a new America.
Yes.
On the Constitution. I mean, our country's starting over again, is the way I see it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
If we have a lot of folks coming into the country, there was a time when people came into the country and they were for America and they wanted to learn the English language. And if you want to get a real worldview, if you've got 30 million people who only want to speak Spanish, you get a reality check. Let's say that if you went to Home Depot and you see the signs, they're in Spanish.
Right.
If you hear the people on the loudspeaker giving instructions, they're in Spanish. If you look at the cement sacks, they're in Spanish. If you, I looked at a screwdriver, and it was made in China. It had Spanish instructions on it for safety, and it had a tip that was on the end for child protection in Chinese.
Oh my!
And And I'm thinking to myself, you know, and you look at a paint can. If you look at the back, it's in Spanish. The English is in front for the label, but it's in Spanish in the back.
Right.
And then you've got some kind of language. I can read some languages, but it might have been Korean. I'm not sure. And that was at the back of the can. And I said to myself, here we are in an immigration bill to come into the whole thing, and English is not the major language. And how are we supposed to stop the onslaught of economy of scales of sending money to Mexico and working it through and still have a voting bloc that's affecting our health care? And yet what's happening, I'm just picking on Home Depot because the people that come in to buy the stuff to do the work are Spanish. So it kind of gives you a clue that the people that are in charge of corporations and the rest of it want these people who speak Spanish.
Well, the point you make just brings all the more reason why action is needed. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Parker.
Well, listen, thanks again, Mary. We want to proceed. And do we have a caller, John, in Tennessee? John? Okay. What we're going to do is work it with concept of the Homeland Security. I just want to... Okay, is John there? John in Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm here, Dr. Parker. Thank you.
Sure thing, John. You're on air. Thanks for calling the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for allowing it. I'll just make a quick comment about your previous caller and yourself. You know, you're talking about multiple languages on products and what have you. Dr. Parker, if people... Well, I guess Americans have been taught how not to think. They've been taught a rewritten history, so the history they're getting is not truth. If you look back at what Andrew Jackson said, it wasn't Andrew Jackson, it was Jefferson, talking about immigration, that if we open our borders, and this is a paraphrased quote, but if we open our borders to allow people in from any country, whether it's South America or Mexico or European nations or Asia, that if we do it uninhibited or without any kind of prohibition, that they're going to bring their customs and their proclivities to different things with them, and once they're given enough time, they're going to vote it into the government. And that's what we're seeing now. And to me, it's orchestrated, it's desired to bring America into this global government.
It looks that way, doesn't it, John?
It sure does. And I know, Dr. Parker, that, you know, this is RBN, and the majority of people that listen to the station understand what's going on. But there are those that may be listening for the first time. Just let me say this. It's real. There's people in power in our country, regardless of what political party they're in, that do not have the best interests of this nation at heart.
Yeah, I agree. I have a statement that I would like to say when you mention Andrew Jackson and the rest of it. You know, when people talk with you and they say, well, and they don't have the best interests of the nation at heart, I give them the challenge to write a better constitution than the one we have.
Well, I don't believe you can.
In other words, you have a system where under implied powers, okay, if you have implied powers to the government, it's based on the right to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution of Congress's powers. That's Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. And then it has the concept of the naturally part of delegated inherent powers in the Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Now, here's the point. How is it that somebody wants to come to the country and install Shiite law and have an American judge say, well, I'm not going to rule on the fact of the husband beating the wife or her having an abortion, because that's under Shiite law and they can handle it. Now, how does that work in terms of giving the delegated powers and have the implied powers under Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution.
It doesn't. Actually, when the judge says that he's not going to do something, he's legislating from the bench. We've got a president, Dr. Parker, that said, you know, that he wasn't going to be a nation builder, but yet he's trying to build nations. I've explained it to people, to my father-in-law in particular. You know, when you go to a country that, and it's hard for me to admit that I know this in my heart of hearts. But when you go to a country that has not committed any act towards you, specifically Iraq, and you're going to go in a preemptive strike, and you're going to install a democracy when we live in a republic, supposedly, but when you're going to install a democracy in the Middle East, hoping that it spreads to other Middle Eastern nations, and you're doing it at the point of a gun, you know, that's called imperialism.
Yeah. Well, that another thing, they're not going to take democracy. They don't understand it. They've been before the Bible fighting each other.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I do, and democracy is a far cry from republicanism.
Yeah,
or
sure.
From
is. Well, listen,
Democratic
John,
Republic. Thank you, Dr. Parker.
You're welcome, John. Thanks for calling the show, and keep listening.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's May 20th, 2007, and we've been discussing the concept of the interrelationship of peer review work of contaminants that are in the food and the water, the concept of the changes in the government that are influencing other aspects of our life, And I want to promote the concept. It's not a promotion. It happens to be what I want to change into, a religious kind of subconscious thinking of toilet to tap to table initiative in the national scene. And that's what I want the Parker Pathways listeners to pick up on. We've been talking about it in different ways. And one of the clarifications I want to make in defense of the Homeland Security is that when Homeland Security was put forth, it was on May 2nd, 2002, it was initially opposed by the president, and who felt that a less sweeping office of national security could work out of the White House. And I can understand the president thinking that, but what happened was that the opinion was really changed because it became apparent that some of the agencies under his control were unwilling, really, to share information to give up their autonomy. And so the White House supported the expanded concept of Homeland Security. I believe that, and I can understand that, because the information I've given you today is not only I've given you the names of the companies on cell research in terms of vaccine, I've given you peer review systems of just a little taste of some of the work that was done in 1980 and the rest of it. In 1989, the EPA stopped research on the concept of abortion rates changing bladder cancer, colon cancer on humans, the development of taking animal models and using them for dose-related concepts so that they could have chemists in water districts who try to determine dose-related situations while human beings have rashes, colon cancers, eye problems, other kinds of situations that I've gone into great length on. Now, the whole point here is that we need to look at this in terms that we can do something about it. And we've had a call like from Mary, from John. We've had calls that, as an example today, but which are right on target. We can make a change on this because the whole aspect is understanding more of how the country's working so that we can understand what this new America is really all about. Who planned this? How is it that in 1940 you had all this going on and nobody was watching the shop? And now we're discussing, should a medical physician be liable for making a mistake? In other words, they want to cover the concept of making a mistake. It's not a question of making a mistake. It's a making of a judgment that you don't have any substantial adverse effect, because you can have toxins and you can have poisons, you can have drugs that cause it's more benefit than the risk. We have to get past this, and we have to go past it legally, in court, and on the ballot. And we do need to change the Constitution so that we have an amendment that says we have the right to do that. And that's what Parker Pathways is all about. I'm dedicating this show to Michael, a person who's helped a lot, and this is his birthday, and happy birthday, Michael. And I want to say good for RBN. You go to their homepage and support them, and also to my producer, who has made it possible for this show to be here. And I also want to say liberty and justice for all, and God bless America, and that's a fact. And the whole process is you can call or talk or listen, but listen to Parker Pathways on Sunday, 10 to 12 Central Time, and let's expand the view and expand your mind to be able to take in what's needed to be taken in. Mind, body, soul, and knowledge. Be able to understand things a little bit better and be able to do something about it because you have confidence. Confidence in yourself. By the way, you can improve your immune system by developing yoga and meditation, which is a new study. Try that, and your immune system will come out a different way. Next time.
With recent international flights.